Welcome to this week's edition of Mountain Outhouse News. I'm your host, Jam Jam. This is the craziest shit to happen in running this week. This week's stories include Nine Trails and Triple Nine Trails recap, a Carl Sabe Rat Joss sighting, and Goo March Madness, and Goo March Flavor Madness. Although the annual March Ultra Runner Madness on Twitter has gone to the wayside, Goo has launched this March their Flavor Madness competition on Instagram. I voted for my favorites last week, and they've just released the somewhat shocking first round results. Let's take a quick look. So first off, it was a damn close call for French Toast. Okay, I'll admit I'm a bit biased. I love the maple syrup flavored delight, and it just barely eked out a win over Strawberry Banana. I mean, I love me some strawberries and bananas, but come on, maple syrup. Fortunately, it won 51 to 49%. Moving on. The new Hoppy Trails gel lost out to Lemonade 40 to 60. I'm gonna chalk this one up to the fact that most consumers out there haven't tried it yet. Many others weren't much of a surprise, with the likes of Chocolate Outrage, Salted Caramel, S'mores, and Toasted Marshmallow all winning. Next up, the round of Sweet 16 begins this week. This past week, Michael Wardian completed the Israel National Trail in a fastest known time of 10 days, 16 hours, and 36 minutes. That's 631 miles or 1,016 kilometers across the entire country from south to north. Wardian was overall very consistent with days ranging from a low of 71 to a high of 122 kilometers, but most were between 90 and 100K. He pushed through long days, often starting around 6 a.m. and ending sometimes past 10 p.m. For more amazing photos and stories, check out Ian Corliss's website. The Santa Barbara Nine Trails went down over the weekend featuring a bevy of fast runners, the likes of which this race has never seen before. It seems most of the fast guys and gals had affiliations with two local companies also sponsoring the race based in the area, Hoka One One and Rabbit. No real surprise that Jim Walmsley ran away with the win and new course record in 5 hours 12 minutes, carrying along with him Jared Hazen and Chris Brown, who placed second and third, making it a Hoka sweep, also both who were under the former course record. For the ladies, it was a Rabbit sweep with Taylor Nolan, who's been on fire as of late, winning in 6 hours 24 minutes, with Sandy Nightpaver 6 minutes back in second place. A distant third was Jade De La Rosa. Some healing vibes going out to Kat Bradley, who took a nasty fall mid-race, breaking a rib, causing a swollen knee and some other trail rash. She resigned to finish, apparently walking it in for the next 4 hours to get it done. Super impressive. Also in the news coming from that race in Santa Barbara is John Honigman and Mauricio Puerto's Triple Nine Trails, totaling 108 miles. Looking at Mauricio's Strava from the run, it looks like it took him 47 hours, 45 minutes to complete the triple, where he accumulated over 34,000 feet of climb. Nice work, boys. I was able to stop by the start-finish line of the Antelope Island Buffalo Run the day before the 100-milers took to the trails to chat with RD Jim Skaggs. He was there prepping for what would be a big weekend of running on the island in the middle of the Great Salt Lake that features not only antelope, but also buffalo. If you look at their cover photo on Ultra Signup, you'll see a buffalo dubbed Earl taking out a spectator by slamming him into a fence. Sounds like he was okay, but the legend of Earl lives on. Now for the races. Michael McKnight took first in the 100-miler with a win in 17:46, and Andrea Foyt took the win for the ladies in 21:32. Carolyn Wallace was your 50-mile winner in 8:14 alongside Jeff Friedman in 6:59 for the men. Now to the Beast Coast for the Terrapin Mountain 50K. For the second year in a row, Nicholas DePiro won in 4:17, followed by Jim Sweeney second in 4:22. Candice DeLong was the women's winner in 5:19, followed by Anna Evans second in 5:26. Sticking on the Beast Coast for another minute or two, this upcoming weekend is the Georgia Death Race, which always seems to be changing distance every year. It used to be a 68-mile and is still named that on Ultra Signup, The homepage on the website calls it a 70-miler. The aid station chart says 71.2 miles. Trail Run Project lists it as 73, and it's listed as 74 miles on the Western States Golden Ticket webpage. No matter the distance, it's a tough race and will feature the following runners vying for a top two finish to nab that golden ticket. On the ladies' side, Luja Bueller of Switzerland won Wasatch in 2017, Liz Canty, 2017 winner of Pinhoti 100, Lee Connor first at the Cruel Jewel 100 mile in 2018, and Teresa Kaiser third at AC 100 last year. For the men, Andrew Miller returns as a three-time winner of the race. He'll be challenged by Levi Hawks, who was second at the Red Mountain 55K, and who will also be stepping up to his longest ultra to date. Jeremy Humphrey, third at Gorge Waterfall in 2016, and Sean Pope, who was second at last year's Burning River 100. Should be a fun race to watch unfold. Next up, we have a check-in from our Beast Coast correspondent, Ages a Wizzle. All right, when playing that clip, please take out the Barkley content. Sweet. Chris Mocco just completed his fourth marathon in the past 6 months and came away with his fourth win, this time at the Chisholm Trail Marathon in 2 hours, 21 minutes, 21 seconds. Did anyone catch his finish line limbo? I missed it. Long distance trail record holder of the Pacific Crest Trail and Appalachian Trail speed records, Carl Sabe, apologize if I'm mispronouncing that, of Belgium, has been spotted peering off the top of the infamous Barkley climb Ratjaw this week. We can't completely confirm or deny he's in the Barkley, but his previous post on Instagram showing him climbing a steep grade with poles and a kettlebell strapped to his pack may be all the proof you need. This past week, I had the honor of attending the Solomon Summit, a gathering of North American athletes and ambassadors in their U.S. headquarters hometown of Ogden, Utah. Many of the usual suspects were present, including Ricky Gates, Max King, Cassie Scallon, Eliza LaPierre. But where in the world was Courtney? Courtney, if you're listening, I thought we had a special friendship. I thought Solomon was your friend as well. Don't ditch your friends, Courtney. Well, we're just sad. We missed you. But alas, I guess it was your loss. But I also, I guess you won. Yep, turns out Courtney was down in Moab a few hours away for the Behind the Rocks 50 mile. P.S. Courtney, the summit ended on Friday. Anywho, Courtney again slayed the 50 miler, winning overall, breaking her previous course record to win in 7:23. Top man Eric Sandstrom was next in 8:07. For the shorter 50K distance at this Mad Moose event, Kyle Petari won in 4 hours 10 minutes, with Sarah Bunting Lamas, the ladies 50K champ, in 4:48. How's this for a birthday challenge? Michelle Barton's father, Doug Malowicki, whom, by the way, just joined Instagram this week at age 80, follow him, at Geezer Doug Malowicki, took on an 80 at 80 birthday run, completing 80 miles in 3 days for his 80th birthday. I sure hope I'll be rocking it at that age. He looked to be all smiles during the run and was even contemplating adding a few more for fun at the end of day 3. Right on, Doug. Sad to miss it, but this weekend will be the second edition of the world-renowned Boulder Seltzer Mile. That's 4 bubbly waters and 4 laps on the track. We'll be following closely, and hopefully Eric LaPuma will be sending us some sweet recap footage to include in next week's show. And with that, thanks for tuning in to episode 138 of Outhouse News. Thanks for checking out the show, and we'll see you next time. If you have crazy stories to share or question or feedback for the show, please leave a comment below. If you'd like to directly support the show financially, consider becoming a Patreon supporter of this channel or pick up this custom pair of Jam Jam's dinosaur sunglasses. Links are below. Have a shitty week.